Hi guys, just here to give you a quick update on prosecution. Obviously, you all would have seen Religify win another stakes race there on the weekend. What a super horse he's been. I think he's up near the $800,000 mark now in prize money. And I think he's won 9 or 10 starts of his 30-start career. So let's hope our full sister can replicate his track record. It'd be super if she could. And look, she's going around the right way at the moment. So Darren's only given her the one trial, but she was really impressive and had a good chat to Darren on Saturday at the races. And he said she's come back really switched on. So just wants to run and sort of just get on with the job. So unusually for him, he's going to take her straight to the races off the first trial. Normally they have 2 or 3, but he said, look, she just seems really good at the moment. So he said, look, she won't be wound up for her first race, and she will improve off that. But he said, I just think she's just better off going to the races, having a bit of education as a late 2-year-old, and then she'll improve. You know, he said she should be ready to peak about third up. But at this stage, he's looking at a race at Cranbourne on the 6th of July. I think it's over 1,000 or 1,100 metres. But he said it should suit her right down to the ground. Nice tight track. She should jump and put herself right there. He said, look, on class, she'll be right there. He said, just fitness-wise, you know, if she's knocking up the last 50, you know why. She's not 100% wound up. But he's really happy at this stage, and we look forward to seeing what prosecution can do at the back end of her 2-year-old career, and hopefully she'll put her hand up and we can press on to some of the better races in the spring. Cheers, guys, and we'll talk soon.